In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So our readings for today, I think you can guess what most people, most priests, or most people that are giving sermons today are going to talk about. The fact that Jesus is seen walking on the water. That's not what I'm going to talk about. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Instead, one thing that I noticed, and it can be interpreted many different ways, and we're going to talk about a few of those ways today. One thing that I noticed, and you probably did as well, that the Old and New Testament echoes the same mentality. The same idea, the same action happened in both readings. And then we have sandwiched between them a bit about the Christian life. So let's actually unpack that a little bit. Because there's several different ways that these feedings can be viewed. All of them appropriate. All of them good and holy in and of themselves. And all of them together. You have the feeding of a multitude of people in both stories, right? What does that tell us? Simplistically, people will sit there and say that God gives us what we need. When we need it. Absolutely true. But pay attention to that wording. God gives us what we need, not what we want. Now, what we want oftentimes in life makes us think that we need it. And we don't. To do that kind of formulation, you know, I wish I was rich, so I'm going to pray to God. God's not a magic genie where you rub the lamp and he pops out and says, "What can I do for you?" Right? Instead, God comes before his people, sees them suffering, and gives them what they need. The story in 2 Kings is actually in a time of famine. People didn't have enough to eat. They were starving. The prophet gives the word of God, and everyone eats. And everyone is filled. God gives us what we need. There is this idea out of the abundance in both stories of something so minor. So not only does God give us what we need, but he makes the tiniest, weakest aspect of the story always be enough. God is always enough. Not too much, not too little, enough. That's true in both stories. The number of barley loaves and grain, the number of loaves and fishes. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to feed 500 people. It doesn't matter really how many. How many fish can you eat, Dan? That's a cop out. Most people, when you go out to a restaurant, I mean, even if you go to Long John Silver's, you get 2 pieces of fish, right? So, seemingly, 2 fish would feed a person. A barley loaf might feed 2 people, 3 people. So 5 barley loaves might feed 15 people. You could double that to 30, or maybe even 40, and everybody would eat. But they wouldn't have enough. The point of the story is, they had more than enough. Which brings us to another very important aspect of the feeding stories. Both, after everyone had eaten their fill, had leftovers. They collected 12 baskets in the gospel story so that nothing may be lost. So not only are we fed enough, we actually have more than what we needed. That's where the epistle reading comes in. God's not a magic genie. He gives us what we need. We are given fully what we need of Himself. But there's always a little more. What are we supposed to do? The apostles went out and collected the baskets of fish with the idea that nothing should be lost, implying that those leftovers would be useful again. We are given exactly what we need. But there is a part of the Christian faith that also calls us to take the remnants of what was given and give it freely to others. What does that mean for us? Are we supposed to go out and fish and bake bread? Well, no. God has given us what we need. The good news. The hope in Christ. And it is not just what we need, it is actually more than what we need. When we become apostles, when we become disciples, especially, we are supposed to go out and share that. What you have been given, give freely. Great Commission. Who remembers the Great Commission? Come on, guys. What's the Great Commission?
Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and the Spirit.
There's another part of that. Teaching them all I have taught you. Go into all the world, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, making disciples, teaching them all that I have taught you. We become the baskets that are shared out to the world. We are the remnants left over. Continuation of. The 5 loaves and 2 fishes. We are to show the world the good news. Not something you probably heard about this story before, is it? Go into all the world, making disciples, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all I have taught you. Christ, when he had given thanks, broke bread, gave it to them to eat, collected 12 baskets so that none may be lost. We come before the altar every Sunday and receive Eucharist. The feeding of not the 500, not the 5,000, not the 5 million. The feeding of the whole body of Christ. At all times and in all places. We are filled with spiritual food. Comforted by the salve of grace. poured out as a spiritual offering to God and His emissaries into the world. We are the loaves and the fishes. We are that which is supposed to help feed the people. We are a part of the great multitude, the banquet feast of God. We are given enough, and we give enough. May it be so in our lifetime.